Hello and welcome to Coffee House Shots. I'm Tom Goodenough and I'm joined by my spectator colleagues Katie Balls and Isabel Hardman. We're reporting to you from Labour Conference in Liverpool. We've heard this morning from Keir Starmer, and Labour's Brexit position has evolved again. Katie, where are we at now with it?
So we have the latest twist in Labour's ever-evolving Brexit position relates to Keir Starmer's big Brexit speech, and this comes after yesterday John McDonnell appeared to say, yes, we might be open to a second referendum, but it would be a take it or leave it referendum, deal or no deal. Keir Starmer hummed a different tune today. He said that Remain was an option that was on the table. This definitely feels different to what the leader's office have been saying, and it's quite curious that in the speech that has been sent round, of the text of Keir's speech, that phrase is not in there. So there is a question as to whether he decided to improv, whether they were holding it back because that was their big news line, or whether he's actually gone off script and is going against what was approved. And I think that's the big test here. So we'll see what comes in the coming hours. I think, as ever, with any comment on Labour's Brexit position, you can only say what is in the minute rather than in the day.
Any predictions, Isabel, on where it might evolve to next?
Well, I think Keir Starmer's now being asked whether it was approved by the Labour leadership or not. So we'll have the same sort of back and forth, almost like table tennis, between the different players in this. And we might hear from Barry Gardner, who yesterday completely undermined what Labour had been saying about forcing another general election by saying it was Looney Tunes to think that there was going to be another general election.
Yes, Barry Gardner will go off script again, probably. But I think ultimately, even though we're going to get probably similar noise and a bit of a fudge, and maybe they'll say, Keir did say this, but we're clear we want a general election, what is becoming clear is that the leader's office, so people like Jeremy Corbyn, John McDonnell, and key Corbyn ally, Len McCluskey, do not want a referendum option, which means Remain as a possibility. And that's the comment you're getting in everything they've been speaking at conference. Whereas there is a more pro-EU part of the party, which Keir Starmer sits on, and he's the one who's having to talk to all the members who are very pro-EU, who want Remain to be an option. So I think ultimately, what we've learned from the Labour Party in recent years is that the leader's office tend to win. So it probably will be the option that there isn't a Remain-style referendum, but it's how long they can really keep this going on by being ambiguous to everyone.
Yeah. Do you think, Isabel, the Labour leadership will be happy with how stuff has kind of panned out on Brexit so far at conference?
That's a difficult question, because it depends how far back you go in terms of Jeremy Corbyn's views on Europe, because I don't think personally he'll be very happy with anything, given his party is sort of campaigning for a softer Brexit than he would certainly want, even though a lot of his Remain supporting MPs would say that they're being the handmaidens to a hard Brexit. So it's difficult to know really where the leadership would be on this.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen continuously that the Labour leadership want to be very vague on Brexit is tricky. To take it even a very firm Brexit position would isolate some of their supporters. So I think it's this constant balance. And because they are in opposition, it's much easier for them to do that than the Conservatives. But I do think that it is coming under strain this week.
Now, Katie, there's been some change to the potential vacancy of a deputy leader within the party. What's happened with that?
So at the start of conference, what was widely interpreted to be trolling of Tom Watson emerged when it was seen that there's going to be a new deputy leader position that was only open to women. And this was seen as a way to take more power away from Tom Watson, who was not in favour of the Corbynistas, and basically undermine his role. Tom Watson proved that he is a savvy operator as ever and quickly decided he'd actually hop on this. So he gave several interviews saying what a great idea he thought this was, how it's high time that there was a role for a female, and he looked forward to the day that Corbyn would ultimately step aside to pave way for this deputy female leader to be a leader. Now this has meant that when you come to the leadership role, the leader's office started to get a bit twitchy, because they thought, well, the narrative here is going to be we're going to have a woman who then is going to sound like they might replace Jeremy Corbyn one day. So somehow, between yesterday and today, the position has completely changed. The motion has been withdrawn and there will no longer be a deputy leader. And the blame is being put on Tom Watson for scaring the leader's office into it. I think you could call this a win for Tom Watson, but obviously on record he would say that this would be disappointing, because he definitely wants more women to have roles in the party.
Do you think we might see a female Labour leader anytime soon as well?
Well, I don't think Jeremy Corbyn's going anywhere, but it's very interesting hearing John McDonnell speak about the next generation of politicians. He always says the same names, Rebecca Long-Bailey, Angela Rayner, as the two sort of possibilities for taking over from Jeremy Corbyn. And he often says the next Labour leader should be a woman as well.
And Isabel, there's plenty of action taking place away from the main conference stage too. What's been happening on the fringes of conference here?
Well, yes, as you can hear in this podcast, we're surrounded by the sounds and clatters and chatters of conference, and people are making their way to lunchtime fringes now. And I think the mood in the conference is it's less edgy than it has been in the past few years. I remember the Labour 2016 conference in particular, when Jeremy Corbyn had been re-elected after a leadership challenge. It felt quite tense, whereas now it's reasonably upbeat. However, I went to a Labour representation committee fringe last night, which is a sort of left-wing group from which Jeremy Corbyn and John McDonnell hail. And they were upbeat but very frustrated at the way they weren't getting their way on certain matters of party democracy. So open selections or mandatory reselection, depending on what you want to brand it as, that they haven't got their way on that. And they were discussing possibly having trigger ballots for deselection in every single constituency, including Jeremy Corbyn's, to make a point to show how wonderful what they call open selections could be, because it would bring even more members flooding into every single constituency. There was a huge amount of anger at this fringe towards Unite, Unison and Momentum, who are not normally the sort of bête noire of the left. You normally hear insults towards Progress and Labour First, but one of the speakers at the fringe I went to basically said that they were out of the picture.
And I've been at the Stop the War fringe, which used to be a very fringe, quite sparsely attended, and you would have people like Jeremy Corbyn speak at it. But now, obviously, with the leadership being Corbyn, it's become one of the must-see events, and it was so packed that they had to turn quite a lot of people away. And on the panel, you had Andrew Murray, former member of the Communist Party of Great Britain, now a Corbyn advisor, talking about what foreign policy would look like in a, you know, ethical foreign policy in a Corbyn government. He was joined by two shadow cabinet members, Diana Abbott and also Richard Burke and the shadow justice secretary, and for good measure we had Chris Williamson, the Corbyn ally. So they had lots of thoughts on how to make ethical foreign policy. They made the point that you've never really had it in Britain. As much as Clement Attlee might be praised for the 1945 government, that is not praiseworthy when it comes to foreign policy. And the ways that they would do this would be to look at things like Trident, reopening that debate within the Labour Party.
Has it ever been closed?
Technically, it's been closed. It's official Labour Party to support it, even though it's quite clear the leadership don't. Richard Bergen talked about cracking down on the IMF, the International Monetary Fund, because they are responsible, apparently, for lots of foreign policy problems. There was just a general idea that you needed to stop all war. And what was quite interesting is Andrew Murray made headlines recently when he accused the deep state of basically briefing stories about him and security issues to the mainstream media. And he was asked what the Labour government would do to stop the deep state from frustrating their policy. And he said that it would be fine, because if the deep state were to try and do this, what they would do is there'd be mass protests on the street, as with Iraq, and that would send the message clear. So they can't be stopped.
Great. Well, that's something to look forward to. That's all we've got time for here from Labour Conference. Please do join us again next time.